Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, sir. That's at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Three-man show. We're at
Tuesday,
at least
morning?
For a couple of days.
All right, we got Tuesday. All right, we're getting there.
It is Tuesday, yes.
eBay correct. Set to return on Thursday?
Not sure. But again, it's up in the air.
Don't really care.
When he shows up again, he shows up. He'll be there in
you
that
know
seat.
You know what's amazing is I remember, I'd have to look up the schedule. I remember when the Nats were playing the Mets on opening day. I want to say it was 2016. So I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we were all doing an appearance. We were doing an opening day appearance at Gordon Biersch.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Sounds vaguely familiar. I remember being there.
And we were talking about the All-Star game. Because, you know, the All-Star game had been announced that it was coming to Nats Park.
It had or hadn't been?
It had.
Okay, yeah.
And we were talking about how, you know, it's going to be awesome when the All-Star game. When we said, right. But that's so far away.
Right.
I remember saying that to you or maybe Eric. I said, that's so far away. I can't even think about that.
And now so we're like walking through the building.
Away.
After we parked this morning at Homewood Suites, thank you to them for taking care of our vehicles. There are signs now on the regular street signs that say, you know, that point this direction for a taxi, this direction for a ride share, this way for an Uber. I mean, it's basically here.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe the All-Star game is in a week here in D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-blowing how fast it
time
goes.
Time is just flying by, zooming by.
So that just stuck out at me when I was driving through this morning.
Speaking of appearances.
And by the way, the place will be bananas next
jam-packed.
Week.
Jam-packed. That's true. It's a very good point. Hadn't really thought about that.
There will be nowhere to park.
That's
nowhere
true.
To stay.
A good point.
Now, luckily, we got the hookup over there at Homewood Suites.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dave and all those good people over there. But, you know, my daughters were bugging me yesterday about coming down to the game. I said, well, first of all.
The All-Star game?
I said, there's no tickets.
Right.
So I grasped and sent an email to a couple people.
Oh, that's full-on grasper. That's the biggest full-on grasper I've heard in probably a few years.
Well, and that's what I prefaced the email by saying, look, I know this is a long shot.
Right.
But my daughter decided to wait a week away.
Let me guess. You sent an email to somebody whose initials are GL.
Jeff Lindsay, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
Look, did they grasp at... Isn't Taylor Swift doing a concert?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, but that's
FedEx.
That's at FedEx. That's not down here.
Are they going to that?
No. You know what? They're not as big a Taylor Swift. I'm a bigger Taylor Swift fan than
them. Yeah, you would go before that.
If it was Ariana Grande, they're all in.
Right.
But Taylor Swift, they could take her or leave her. But, yeah, I mean, next week. I told them it's a long shot. We're not going to get tickets. If you just want to go down there and just kind of walk around and take it all in, soak it all in, that's fine. I'm not going.
Right.
I'll watch it from my bed.
They could go hang out at the, I think it's called the Play Ball Park, which is a big interactive area near the ballpark.
Right.
It's free for people to get in. That'll be a mob scene. There'll be a billion people there.
Right.
But they could do that. But getting into the game is
going to
be tough.
But my point is, it's going to be just berserko. By the way, that was 2015.
That was 2015 we did that appearance.
Hold on. I'm looking at the schedule here. 2015, their home opener was, I think it was the Mets. That's how long ago it was.
I don't know how you have that sort of tracking memory.
It was April 6th. Monday, April 6th, they lost to the Mets 3-1. That's when I was talking about that.
Okay. And we were at Gordon Biersch.
We were at Gordon Biersch. You were there.
Probably Bickle having a delicious beer that was brewed on premises.
CK was there. Drabby. That's how quickly it went. That was 3 years ago.
Goes quick, man.
It goes fast. By the way, I have news. I have appearance news. Well, I have incomplete appearance news. First of all, I need to remind everybody, we'll be at Whitlow's on Wilson this Saturday for the summer dress party, 4 p.m. Hope to see everybody there. Forecast is high 80s, low 90s. Should be perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, this Thursday night, like in 2 days, from 6 until 8 p.m., at a location TBD, to be determined, I will be appearing, as will both producers, Drab and Valdez, at a Sam Adams bar appearance. Now, we don't know the bar yet, but once I get that detail, I will disseminate it.
You're just letting the listeners know.
I'm just letting you know. Like
make plans now.
Thursday night, just carve out a couple hours, because it's not very often there's junk and two producers appearance. I mean, it's like a full
it's a unicorn.
It's like a full lunar eclipse. It doesn't happen a lot. Just to let you know, it's this Thursday night, 6 p.m. at a bar in D.C.
That tells me they were desperate for that appearance because we all received a text message. And within seconds, Jason and Eric said, out.
Right.
I had to check the schedule. My wife works on Thursday.
Look, I'm just going to pull back the curtains. It's just too hard for me, unless it's something we absolutely have to do and should do. It's just too hard for me to get from my house to D.C. during the week.
I get
it's fine. You have the ability to say no.
No, that's what
I did. So you said no quickly.
Six. Yeah, exactly.
EB said no quickly. I had to check the schedule. I got back to Chris, I don't know, within an hour or so, because my wife is teaching two or three classes. It would just be a lot of hoops for her to change and find substitutes.
It works for his schedule.
So
he's
I said
good.
No, but there used to be a mandate from management that we would never do appearances unless there were at least two junkies.
Well, I think that is
so
stupid.
What's happened is
that is dumb.
Believe me.
When they're desperate,
they overlook that all the time.
When they're desperate, they'll just fill us in with two producers.
I just think we're wanted, JP. It's not out of desperation.
Okay. I have no problem now, if it's just you
now, if I had my druthers. Now, if somebody came, I'll pull back the curtain further. If somebody from sales came and said,
"Radio Insider,
you can either have the whole enchilada appearance or you can split it up with the producers." I'm sorry, I'm probably going to
want to scoop up all the chips.
I might want to scoop all the chips.
Fun and Funner's back.
Fun and Funner are back. They are going to be hanging out with me this Thursday night, 6 p.m. at a bar in D.C., and we'll be drinking Sam Adams. I will give you that bar as soon as I have that pertinent detail.
Come up, say hi, and I'll tell you what Cakes' real net worth is.
Yes, Valdez will do that.
Hey, this is an important night because we have to show management, who for years has said producers can't go to events, that we can handle it.
You can handle it. You guys can
and
do
if
it.
If this is a smash, there'll be more green lights in
I
the future.
I have full confidence in you guys.
Scoop those pots.
You guys will kill it.
There's a clamoring for the producers. It's nice.
Maybe there is.
Hey, Thursday night's this a weekly. Good night.
And I was partially kidding. I'm glad to have you guys along. I'm not that greedy. Greedy where I would scoop all the chips and leave you guys just on the outside. It will be a fun evening. Well,
I love
time.
The appearance to be determined.
To be determined. I tried to find out yesterday from CK. He didn't have the details as to which bar it will be in. I'm assuming we might have that prior to the end of the show today.
We have a lot going on. Look, we have an appearance on Monday.
Correct. At Willie's Brew and Q before the Home Run Derby.
That's all of us.
Yes.
Producers too, or are they staying home?
I think producers might be finished.
They could show up to hang.
Yeah, you can show up if you'd like. Maybe get you a free drink or
but
two.
Look at Cakes' eyes. That's the eyes of I'm not sharing my appearance fee.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's not get crazy here. I'm already sharing on Thursday.
But that's the
spreading the wealth.
That's the Home Run Derby appearance.
Correct.
Although we're going to be doing the appearance well before
the
Home
Run Derby.
We're going
to be hyping up the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
I don't even know when the Derby starts. 8:30? Probably 8.
Don't know.
But anyway, this D.C., this part of D.C. will be crazy next week, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, with all the all-star traffic, people coming in.
Homewood Suites booked. Don't even think you're staying down there.
Full on booked.
Well, plus Saturday night, I know, Jason, you're heading over to Audi Field for the D.C. United Open.
I'll be there, yes.
They had the ribbon cutting yesterday.
Well, Saturday we've got Whitlow's.
That's right.
We got Whitlow's.
Whitlow's.
Get your ride situation taken care of?
No, I haven't heard from Drab on that. Drabby, any update?
Yeah, you're taken care of.
Oh, cool.
Hey, you're good.
Is that Uber or Chariots?
Chariots. Always.
Sweet. We love Chariots.
Courtney West
is the best guy.
Fine American.
He's probably the best person I know.
I still have my Johnny Walker Blue in my office. I mean, I don't know if I'm ever manly enough to drink that bottle of booze.
Yeah, well.
It's very high quality. He literally gave us that
about
6 years ago.
Five, 6 years ago.
Yeah, because I'm a hoarder. I still have it. I still have the bottle of Dom Perignon that Alan Linewand gave us. It has to be close to 18 years ago.
What did we receive that one for?
I don't know. I
was
can't
it just
even remember.
Christmas?
We just probably killed it in the ratings and made
Not
them a
sure.
bunch of money.
It's in a silly green box, and I keep saying, I'll use this as some sort of special opportunity.
Anytime he was giving us something, it's because he was getting something.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
So he was making cash. Drabby, Valdez, any update on the news, babes? Are we still at like three?
No. We have, here, I'll go through them. Give me 1 second. I'll bring up my email.
You all love news babes at the summer dress party.
I do. I love news babes.
So Melissa Millay.
Could they just be a babe and not involved in the news?
Oh, they're welcome too, yeah.
Melissa Millay will be there.
Okay.
Aaron Hawksworth will be there.
Of course.
I just got confirmation that Lauren Ricketts will be there.
Oh, that's my girl.
Ricketts.
Sheena Parveen.
Did you tell Lauren Ricketts that the papa gets sized?
Probably the fake papa on Twitter already told her.
All right.
Because she's butt sized too.
Because I personally requested her.
You did.
Yeah, because that's my girl.
Very
all right,
good.
Go ahead.
And was it? And Lauren's bringing a friend as well. She told me.
Okay.
Because I get sized to tell them there's a VIP list when there's really no VIP list.
All right.
Parveen, you said?
Yeah, Parveen, Annie Yu, and the whole Fox 5 crew, so like Aaron Como and Caitlin Roth will be there.
Look at Cakes' face. He's afraid to see Tucker.
Tucker will be there,
most likely. It'll be awkward. I hope I have at least three Coronas in my body
before I talk
to him.
Caitlin Roth's going to be there, too?
Yes.
She is strong.
Right,
go ahead.
And that's it so far.
This is like an all-star line. This is like the lineup you'll see over at Nats Park.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
You won't just continue the bit kicks and call Tucker Topper.
No, I can't do that. I mean, I honestly feel really bad about doing that.
I will bring it up, though.
Jason,
bring it up.
Jason, did you think I wasn't on it?
It's the cross I bear.
You were on it. You were on it. I didn't know. I just didn't hear an update. So
that's for our summer dress party, 4 o'clock, Whitlow's on Wilson this Saturday, where it's good times to good friends. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. But should be a great time on Saturday.
But with some of these girls, like Caitlin Roth, you have no idea who Caitlin Roth is.
I've heard the name.
No, I know, but I'm the guy who personally requests them.
I don't.
Because I watch the local
news. I think Cakes knows who Caitlin Roth is. She was at Kevin's wedding.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that.
I don't like local news.
Right. No, you don't.
That's funny to about three people, Cakes.
It's funny to me. You know what? You know what's important? What's funny to me? And if it makes you dummies chuckle behind the glass, okay? And if people at home chuckle, good for them.
Right,
or
so
their
that,
cars.
That sounds like a really strong lineup. Nicely done, Valdez.
By the way, speaking of cars, we were just gratuitous shout-outs. I finally used my Mr. Wash Unlimited car wash bit for the first time.
You're kidding.
First time. I was like, you know what? I might as well use this over the weekend. Car's sparkling. Couldn't be cleaner.
Cakes, I don't blame you. I've never used it. It's just not close to where I live.
Yeah.
Mr. Wash is not in any sort of range to where I am.
I have one a mile from my house. I go every week.
I know the one you're talking about because I've driven by it, and it's remarkably convenient for you.
Is that the one that's right in Arlington?
No. There's one that's kind of on off Mount Vernon Avenue.
Oh, okay.
That's on the Alexandria-Arlington border.
Actually, because the one in Arlington's not that far from here.
No, yeah. It's not.
It really
it's pretty
is.
Close.
It's like if you're going towards Kettler.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
It's like right off 66.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yep.
Besides golf, it's probably one of the best hookups.
I mean, it's a great hookup if you think about it. Just scan your little thing on the windshield. Bang,
you're
in.
Mr. Wash is definitely right. There's something about a clean car that gets you sized.
It does. Everybody loves a clean car. Our man Steve from Mr. Wash. So stopped into the Kensington spot this week.
He used to get so sized when we had the junkettes out there.
Of course he did.
He got sized.
By the way, booming business. I know this is quite a bulletin for everybody. The car wash business, a good business to be in. Cars everywhere.
I'm salty. I spent $22 on a car wash the other day, and you guys are talking about freebies.
Hold on. Why are you spending one red nickel on a
because
car?
Because I
wash?
Don't have that hookup you have. I don't have the.
Don't.
Yeah. Is that an app on your phone, or is it
no,
a sticker?
It's
or something?
A sticker on your windshield.
Yeah,
they
have
scan
that.
It.
What?
I don't have it.
How did you miss out on such a bonanza?
I don't know.
He left.
Oh, you
he didn't want to
he
stick
was
around.
Impatient.
Laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave me a couple gift cards, but I don't have the everlasting.
Well, you know what you did? You left a lot of chips on the table.
Yeah, I know.
You left
the hot shoe.
Well, that's what it was because they said it was going to take about an hour to get it. They could say it took
10 minutes.
That's what they told me. So I said,
you know what?
I'll get it next
your
time.
Your impatience cost you.
Next time.
Your impatience cost you.
Yeah,
cost you big.
Now I have to spend $22 on car wash.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Three-man shows until EB returns, and none of us know when he's returning.
Nope.
I'm saying Thursday.
Could be. Couldn't tell you. I know what's not returning. The mole on the right side of my face got removed yesterday. Now, it was a 30 or 45-second procedure.
Okay.
And when I went in, the doctor said, look, you can do one of two things. It looks relatively harmless. You can leave it alone, or I can just take it off your face right now. But there might be a, he had to let me know, it might be a slight scar. And I said, I'd rather have a slight scar than an ugly mole. Take it off.
Just permanent scar or temporary scar?
I think a scar is generally permanent, right?
Were the Donnas there when you said take it off? Were they in the room?
The Donnas were not there, and JP was not there disrupting their live set.
Did he use a laser?
No. He used some sort of sharp object and just clipped it off. So it's gone. Mole never to return.
Well, good for you.
Could be replaced by a scar. Small one.
I got to do that too.
It's okay. You need some character there.
Yeah, build some character. Throw it on my face.
I got a skin tag the size of a tea bag on the back of my leg.
And yes, you do.
I got to hook that up.
It is an angry, angry skin tag that you have there.
Yeah, it's not pretty. I was just telling Cakes during a break. Remember, you boys were always making fun of me because, look, I don't have a lot of stock luck,
right?
In terms of purchasing stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, the whole
cryptocurrency thing is dead. I mean, if anybody on this planet thinks that any of that cryptocurrencies are coming back to where they were,
it's in a downswing.
You're just insane.
I'm gonna say it's in a down cycle.
It's not gonna hit 50 or 100,000 that people were saying Bitcoin was gonna hit.
Not anytime soon.
I mean, Bitcoin. I don't even know what Bitcoin. I'm guessing it's about 6,000.
It's like 6,800.
Right, I bought it at 17,000.
Yeah, you got a ways to go.
All right, there's no way. It's impossible to get back to where it was.
Opposite of the Midas touch.
Awful.
And by the way, I bought at a very similar price point.
But you know what? That's stupid of us because we were just buying on hype. I mean, the only reason it was skyrocketing is because everyone was talking about it. Everyone's getting all in. They thought they were going to be instant millionaires.
Would you like to place a wager?
Yeah.
I'll place a 3-year wager, $20, that it hits your purchase price.
Okay.
Let's make
done.
It.
Done. That's easy money.
Put it in the book.
You got to put that in the bet book, too.
It's all the way over there.
But anyway, so I remember telling everyone about ICPT, which is Intercept Pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
And I think it's based out of Philadelphia. And a buddy of mine gave me a tip on it. And I said, all right. He's giving me other tips. And I said, all right, fine, whatever.
If you other like losers.
It, if you like it. No, the other one was a winner.
Okay, good.
So I'd have bought it at 100.
Right.
All right, so I only bought 70 shares.
A hundo per share.
Yeah, you do the math.
Yep.
I spent $7,000 on it.
Yep.
Well, it went down to $59. And every time you guys would ask me every day, what's the ICP? And I would say, oh, it's 65.
Oh, plummeting.
What's it today? It's at 62, 50. Went down. Actually, I think it went down to 55.
Right. Sell, sell, sell.
Valdez?
Yeah.
94.18 today.
That's amazing.
Buy, buy, buy. Buy, buy, buy. 94.18. Buy, buy, buy.
I should have buy, buy, buy some.
But that's still a loser
ago.
For you.
Well, I'm down $6 a share, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, you get the point. It's on its way back.
Making
it's
a comeback.
It's a remarkable comeback.
And you
comeback.
Guys are just killing me every single day when I told you I bought ICPT at 100.
Once I heard that you bought it at 100 and then it was down to 55, I thought the next stop would be $15 a share.
Yeah. And I said, I'm in it for the long haul. If it goes down to 15 cents, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, same thing with Bitcoin.
Yep.
But 94.18.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. It's
golf
pretty
clap.
Solid.
That's a golf
that
clap.
That is certainly a golf clap.
I wonder what Rom did. Didn't he?
He never told me. I don't know what he did.
How much is your bet?
I'm
for
guessing
on
he
Bitcoin?
Lost money.
$20.
$20
bet.
So it's got to get back up to 17,000.
3 years
I put
from
17,500.
Okay, because I probably bought. I think I bought it at 18,000, but we'll go 17,500.
We'll split the difference.
Yeah.
3 years from today,
right.
So July 10th, 2021.
3 years.
That's all we need.
So many long-term bets.
3 years.
Yeah, I think everybody thought that crypto was taking over. Turns out cash and credit still works.
Yeah, everyone was going to be a billionaire buying crypto.
All they had to do to get more security was throw some chips on the credit cards. It actually annoys me now.
What are the other ones? Like Ethereum. I bought Ethereum. What's the other one?
Litecoin.
I bought it all.
I've got Litecoin. I haven't even looked at it. It's on my phone in at least a month.
Bunch of losers. I've got the Orioles, the Royals, and the White Sox of crypto. That's what I have. That's my fault, though.
Yeah, I wonder how many people bought because there was a period of time where this show could have added B to the Death Thongs and Divas. Death Thongs, Divas, and Bitcoin.
It was this time last summer.
Yeah, we were doing daily crypto updates.
This time last summer.
It doesn't feel like it's been a year.
It was Cryptomania.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last summer.
I think Jason and I bought literally on the peak day.
Yeah.
It was the day.
There was a hot day.
There was one day where it went from like 9 all the way to 20 at one point, and then it dipped back down to around 17 or 16.
Right, and then we got in.
That was the day that I got in. Yeah. I remember my neighbor, I kept hearing you guys talk about it. Then my neighbor came over. He's like, "You're going to do it. You're going to do it today." He's like, "I just bought whatever, $5,000 worth of Bitcoin. And I bought this."
Right.
And he basically did a lot of it for me.
Yeah.
And I got it. That particular day, I think I couldn't get in. Like, the site kept crashing. And I went to lunch. And when I came back from lunch, it was up like 3 G's. It's like, wow, it's up 3 G's. I better get in.
I have it right here. My price per coin was $18,054.
And it looks like... Tell me what it is right now. Well, it looks like the absolute peak of Bitcoin was 19,200. You're pretty close to the peak.
Pretty much.
Today it's at 64.68.
I'm not done. I bought $1,000 worth of Ethereum. My price point was $847.75.
Yeah. Well, why haven't I gotten out? Why?
Ethereum is at 447. So half price. Sell.
Litecoin.
Why have I not gotten out?
Because what's the point? Litecoin, I bought at $360.
Oh, sell.
The point is.
76. Right.
I think I invested approximately. I couldn't afford a whole Bitcoin. I think I have a quarter of a Bitcoin. All right. But it was about my total investment because I think I bought 5 Litecoin.
Yeah.
I think my total investment was around $5,000. I just looked at the total value, $1,000.
Right.
What am I doing? Well, it's only going the wrong way. So I've lost $3,000.
Do you need that money today? If you desperately need it.
I don't desperately need it today. However, my guess is if I take that $2,000 that is left and I put it in anything, I buy one Facebook share or whatever it is, yes. I'm going to be better off.
Yes.
You could buy about 10 Facebook shares.
You know what you're doing.
Okay,
you're doing whatever it is. You're doing what I'm doing. You're grasping. So you're grasping.
No, what I'm doing is it's called cutting your losses. Instead, see, this is what I did with when we all got in on TLCP years ago. We had a buddy.
the loser corp.
We had a buddy who told, I think they maybe you were in the cell phone business, except they're the cell phone business you've never heard of. You've heard of Verizon.
Right.
You've heard of all these sillies. And somebody told us, this is going to be an amazing stock. And all four junkies, I think that was unprecedented at the time, and maybe even since then, got in. And we just saw it go down, down, down.
Took the plunge.
And let's just say, I don't know what the initial price point was. Let's say it was $100. I mean, I think EB wrote it all the way till it hit $1. It dropped that low. It maybe even became a penny
stock. But we didn't spend as much as we did on these.
Understood. But the point is, at some point, cutting your losses is a victory. So why am I not cutting my losses? Am I waiting for this to hit zero?
I just told you. You're doing what you're grasping that it's going to go back up.
Well, I'm just too lazy to make a move because, all right, I could buy however many Facebook shares or Apple. I don't care what it is. That $2,000 would be better served than anything.
Well, I don't think
besides Bitcoin, because there's never going to be another craze.
It shouldn't be laziness. You should just click. It's just one click and you sell it and it goes right back in your bank account.
Yeah, because a little part of you wants to hold on to it.
Yeah,
there is the rebound.
There is that little grasper.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think about it anymore. I forget I even have it.
I'm kind of the same way. I just put it to the side. Don't even consider it.
But you're still up money.
Still up, but I don't even consider it an asset.
He was so far up.
I don't know why he hasn't sold it.
He would have made like $40,000 if he got out at the peak.
Yeah. I don't know why you haven't sold it already.
I don't know.
Because you're still up money.
maybe I'm stupid.
And you can use it for your MGM role. You are stupid. But I'm dumber than you because I bought it near the peak.
And he has full Bitcoins.
Just stupid.
I have a quarter and a half.
Utter stupidity.
Now you have a quarter of a Bitcoin.
Understood.
Because of its loss of value.
By the way, Drabby, tell me about
it. It really was a Ponzi scheme. The worst part about me getting in, I remember for weeks and weeks, I was like, this feels like a Ponzi scheme. Like, what the hell is this thing? It's just going up, up, and up. And there's nothing behind it. And we would watch these reports and all these experts. You know, there were some that would say, get in on crypto. The guy that EB kept talking about.
That guy was an idiot.
It's like a poker player that says, it's going to 100,
or
I'll eat my own blank.
Us, John McAfee.
Yeah. That guy's a donk. Because then, like, the people that would go on CNBC, they'd say, well, there's no product here.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here. It's simply speculation.
Thank God. My mother actually called me one day during the hype.
Yeah.
Right. During the craze.
During the summer of crypto.
She says, I hear you guys talking about this stuff, crypto coins. And I said, yeah, we've been talking about it. I bought a little bit. She goes, should I buy some? And look, my mom's retired. And, you know, she's got some money from retirement or whatever. But it's not like she can afford to just waste 10 grand.
When you're retired, you want stability.
Correct.
You want your money to be relatively safe. You don't want to take a bunch of crazy risks.
So I told
her, there's nothing riskier than the crypto game.
I said, Mom, stay away because I've got no luck when it comes to this stuff. I guarantee it plummets. And it did. And so, I mean, thank God I told her.
Honestly,
that.
She's better off going with Rom to the casino with her whole nut and going and splitting aces and eights.
I mean, just in the last couple minutes, I've already lost more.
Yeah,
it's like, just do an update. The funny thing is, you could put in, however I did it on my app, you could put in an alert. And I remember at the time I put in an alert, I was like, if I make this much money, then I will sell it. It's laughable to look at the alert. It was like doubling its price. So I bought it at about 14,000. So it was going to alert me. The phone would alert me when it hit 28,000.
28.
It might hit $28.
Is it going to alert you when you're in your coffin?
JP, why did you get in though? Like, you were the skeptical one
because he bought into it because
he's greedy.
He got swindled.
He's greedy.
I got swept up.
No, it's not swept up. It's swindled. That's what it is.
Well, no, it's not swindled because he was skeptical of it.
It's the same reason why, and generally I don't, but it's the same reason why every once in a while, when there has been a group of people that buy Powerball tickets, every once in a while I'll slide a dollar or two for that group because you don't want to miss out. So all of a sudden, after weeks of all the pounding, and then even my neighbor going in and all these people going in, I didn't want to miss out. And instead, I'm missing out on the $3,000 out of my $5,000 investment.
Trap T-shirt, he brings up a good point. We need to get back to our lottery tickets. We have not done our due diligence lately.
But you know who missed out, JP? The dummies in this room who saved all their money.
Good for you.
Well, you just always act like you have the whole system figured out, and you're the one that bought in. You're the one that got sucked in by groupthink more than anybody.
Correct. He did.
I did. Yeah. This was a mistake. It was a mistake.
It was a poor life decision.
Now, luckily, I
did the same thing.
I didn't buy a full Bitcoin. Like I said, I own a quarter of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, I didn't have the balls to do that.
Everybody makes financial mistakes from time to time. It's happened to everybody on the planet.
Let me get the laundry list out for me.
Oh. Do we have an extra 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, Jason, why are you not taking it out?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably stupid, but if it hits $2,000 today, my account, I will be out.
So it's going to go up $4.
It's got to go up $4.
He's easily paying $1,500 to $2,000.
I want a nice even number, as stupid as that is.
If it goes up to $10,000, which it won't,
impossible.
AWOD's got a better chance of being hired as the OC for the Redskins. But if it goes up to $10,000, I will sell it. Promise you.
By the way, funny.
And I'll still lose a lot of money, but I'll
funny
sell.
Conversation yesterday, the total hypothetical conversation. The story is up on thefandc.com if you missed it. Or you can go to facebook.com/thejunks. When AWOD said that, you know, he was getting evicted, and then at the end of it, he said that Fred Davis wanted to invest in his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The funny conversation
nearly
was...
Nearly six figures.
Yes. The funny conversation was both Drab and Valdez said, well, what's your plan? What do you do with the money? Like, how does this make you popular? He had no response. He had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing.
What was his response?
Well, I said, how's Fred Davis going to make any money? What is he investing in?
Right. What is his nearly $6 million investment?
By the way, at first the lying liar said, "Yeah, I have a plan." And then after a few questions, it was clear he hadn't thought anything through.
Well, are you surprised?
I'm keeping some cards in my back pocket. I've got a plan.
Well, because he knows deep down there's no way Fred Davis is giving him $100,000 for his podcast.
He has no plan.
There's no chance that's going
to
happen.
He said he was going to buy fake Facebook posts. Ads to boost his postings on Facebook.
He said he was going to fly out to L.A. and have Play to Win interview Snoop Dogg, so it would put the show on the map.
Sounds like a good plan to me. You don't think people would be interested in that?
Pipe dream.
Right, because they don't get enough Snoop Dogg. He's everywhere. You turn on every TV every 2 seconds he's on.
Yeah, that's true.
He was going to host appearances for $5,000 a pop.
Fred Davis's money is safe.
Junkies World Tour 2018 touches down at Proper 21 this Thursday night in D.C. from 6 till 8 p.m. Cakes will be there. Drab T-shirt will be there. And Matt Valdez will be there. That is your cast and crew for the Thursday night appearance. So we hope to see you there at Proper 21 this Thursday night starting at 6 p.m.
Have you looked it up? What type of spot is it? That has the name of kind of a trendy night spot.
I believe it's sports bar-esque.
Oh, okay.
Sleek, low-lit sports bar with walls of flat-screen TVs.
Very cool. Proper
Tables
21.
Tables for diners and elevated pub eats. That sounds right up Drab T-shirt's alley.
And not your alley.
Well, I think it works for your boy as well. Absolutely. So Proper 21, Thursday night, 6, and then Whitlow's on Wilson, Saturday, 4 p.m., summer dress party.
Jason was
the
very excited
filling up.
Because the VIPs include Jason.
Let's see, News Babe Central. We got Melissa Millay. We've got Aaron Hawksworth. We've got Lauren Ricketts. That's my girl. Does weather for NBC4. We've got Annie Yu. We've got Aaron Como. We've got Caitlin Roth. Who am I missing?
Sheena
Parveen.
Bad boy.
I mean, we just got hotties.
Hey, sexy.
Everywhere coming to that party. So come on out, 4 o'clock, Whitlow's on Wilson. It's going to be a great time.
Here's Omar.
Can we get Omar to show up?
Here's no. Omar.
We'll never see him.
never, ever track down Omar, the former intern. It's just never going to happen. It would be nice at some point. Ah, I really don't care that much.
He was a funny kid, though.
Funny guy.
Didn't know he was funny, but he was funny.
So correct. I don't know if we have clips. Last night, I was at the computer, which is, we have kind of like a little workspace in the kitchen, which has a computer. And it's about, I don't know, 15, 20 feet away from the main TV.
Yeah.
And in the evening, my wife was watching Very Cavallari, which is the chick from The Hills.
Ah, so.
Who's married to Jay Cutler.
Got it.
And
Kristen
I
Cavallari.
Was just listening to the show, and it's a god-awful show. And even my wife said it may be the worst
of
show she's ever
it's
watched.
Terrible.
It, but she
Jay
was
Cutler.
Intrigued, and Jay Cutler comes off, and every article I read about it, too, comes off exactly like you think he would come off. He's douchey. He's disinterested.
Doesn't care. Isn't a winner.
Yeah.
Right. Likes to throw picks.
He's G'd up.
G'd up, exactly.
And it seemed to me that on the show, she was asking him, like, what are your plans? Because she wants him to do something. And he says that he just doesn't want to do anything.
Okay. Well, that sounds like him.
It makes you probably, you wonder, he probably wasn't, I mean, clearly, if you just looked at his body, I mean, he's fine. He's an NFL quarterback. It's not like he had to be in ridiculous shape. Tom Brady's not.
Right.
But he probably wasn't one of these warriors in the weight room. Probably wasn't one of these warriors in the film room. He just seems like a lax guy. And part of it is just the look on his face. Like, I only saw a couple of scenes, and when they showed him, he seems disinterested in everything.
So do we have clips?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to hear some of this. Now, where can we watch this awful show?
It's on the E! Network.
Or where can we not watch the show? Yeah. Where can we avoid the show?
Yeah, but if you have any interest at all. By the way, they deserve each other. All right, go ahead. Let's play what you got.
Can you just be nice when they come in?
I'm going to be neutral.
Okay, fine. Well, just don't be rude. No, it's fine. I got it. Don't mind me.
All right, heels.
Hi.
How are you guys?
What up? What's going on? Wow, you guys brought a lot of stuff.
Hi.
You can go up. I'll be up in 2 seconds.
All right, cool.
All right. No hi from you?
What?
No hi from you?
Like, give him more byes than highs.
I know, but God, so awkward.
I felt pretty comfortable.
Oh, I know you did.
He doesn't even say
hello. He doesn't even acknowledge her, his wife's friends who walk through the door.
I do like his approach where he says, I'm just going to stay neutral. He's basically going to be Switzerland. he's just not going to get involved. That's, you know what? It sounds very Jay Cutler-esque.
I kept asking my wife, though, what the show was about. Like, I couldn't quite figure out even what Kristen Cavallari is or does.
Hey, do you want to hear?
Apparently, he was pressed again by Kristen, who was concerned about Jay disrupting the living room, and Cutler hardly sounds like a guy eager to do that. He goes, I'm not really looking to do a lot of work right now. And he says, I'm looking to do the exact opposite of that.
Right. You want to hear one of Jay's talents off the field?
Sure.
You and Jay, is everything good?
The sex is the best it's ever been. He apparently read some article in GQ about how to...
I don't know if I can fill in the blanks there.
It was used to be Jason's favorite thing.
He's a giver.
Oh, okay, got it.
The one thing that I did hear, and I, again, I'm sitting at the computer, and my wife is watching it. He watches deer on TV. Like, it sounded
like,
he
a hunter.
I don't even know if he's a hunter. Maybe it was the security system. Did you happen to watch the show, either of you guys?
No, of course not.
That he's, the wife was saying, not you guys, maybe Valdez or Drab watched it. Maybe he was just watching security footage of deer outside his house. But he literally had, it sounded to me like he has nothing going on, and he aspires to do nothing, which...
I don't think that you would be happy doing what you're doing for the rest of your life. So have you thought about when you do get bored, what you're going to do?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, maybe you should.
Not really looking to do a lot of work right now. I'm looking to do the exact opposite of that.
He was going to be an announcer on Fox.
When did he ever do a lot of work?
Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Before he signed with the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins had an injury, right? Tannehill got hurt. He was going to work on Fox. Nobody expected him to be the guy who would go into the booth.
He doesn't strike me as media superstar.
And I'm guessing he didn't do much work beforehand. They just hired Jay Cutler based on name.
They wanted a name and a guy who'd been in the league recently, and I guess he fit the bill.
I actually think, after watching some of the clips and reading about it, I think he has a social disorder.
He might.
Like, he's very blunt and matter-of-fact.
Right.
And he just...
He doesn't have much of a filter.
He doesn't have very many social graces.
Yeah.
Like, normally you would say hi to your wife's friends when they walk through the door.
There's not much affect to his face either. He has one of those faces
He's just a big dummy. He's a loser is what he is.
I don't think he's a dummy, though. He went to Vanderbilt.
No, I'm not saying he's unintelligent.
Right.
I'm just saying he just comes across as kind of this big goofy
aloof
dummy. And if you were from Santa Claus, Indiana, you'd probably have a social disorder, too.
Is that where he's from?
Yes, that's his hometown.
Yes. So I will never watch that show, Cakes.
Good
never.
Well,
Does he have FU money?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he made a...
What was his contract? Biggest contract.
Is grossing $122 million in an
is
NFL
Is that
career?
What he made? He stole $122
million. Is that FU
million.
Money?
God.
How much did he steal from the Dolphins for this fill-in season?
Didn't he get 1 year $10
so
million?
So he just got $10 million because Ryan Tannehill went out, and they didn't trust Matt Moore.
Right.
And by the way, the production they got from Jay Cutler, they probably could have gotten from Matt Moore. He just has one of those.
Yeah.
He has a tantalizing arm.
You could have signed Colt McCoy and got the same production.
And I'm sure every coach believes that they can be the coach to get him right. He had a couple of good productive seasons in the NFL.
Of course, he didn't make $10 million. He's got taxes.
Okay, fine.
So he makes half of that at most. But I didn't realize he had grossed $122 million.
Well, just starting in 2014 with the Bears. Now, he was with the Bears before that. But in 2014, he made $17.5
million. God.
2015, $15.5 million. $16 million in 2016. And then he's just like, I'm going to hang it up, chill, nothing. And then the Dolphins like, you want to make $10 million? He said, okay. Comes back and makes $10
million. I wonder
million.
If he asked him if he had to do anything. Right. Do I have to do anything for that money?
Right.
Well, didn't he go back to an old coordinator?
I don't even know.
I think he did. Yeah.
So he was familiar with the offense.
Gage.
He was familiar with the offense. Yeah. Because if it's a different offense and a different, you know, language,
and he still sucked.
He's not going for it.
So in 12 seasons, he's accumulated $122,196,000.
The way he appeared,
yes, I would classify it as FU money.
Yes,
the way he appeared in the clips is the exact opposite of the way Tom Brady appeared in the Time versus Tom clips. A guy who cared about his craft and was sitting at a desk going through every video clip over and over and over again, obsessed with quarterbacking.
Right.
And by the way, and I'm not a Tom Brady guy, pretty good personality. Jay Cutler's the exact opposite.
He has the personality of like a spree killer. It seems like a guy who's just going to become completely unhinged.
Except that's too much work.
It is probably a lot of work.
He's lazy.
That's true.
Well, that's why he threw 160 picks in 153 games.
He's a big lazy. How many TDs?
227. His best year was, in terms of touchdowns, was 28. And that was in 2014. But he threw 18 picks that year, too. Just one of the most overrated, overhyped, overpaid quarterbacks in history.
Hey, if you want to move to Nashville, his house is on the market for $8 million. If you have $8 million lying around to spend on his old mansion.
Plus, you get all that Cavallari worth.
Right, exactly.
The website or whatever she's doing on that show.
Can you imagine paying $8 million for a property in Tennessee? That must be a palace.
Like the White House.
It must be ridiculous.
I actually saw yesterday that they'll give anybody a reality show that... The Miz is going to have his own reality show.
I believe I know the title of it. I think it's Miz and Mrs. I haven't seen it, but I saw a commercial.
And join us right now to talk a little NBA. A guy played in the league, started at Kansas in college, was most recently an assistant coach for the Detroit Pistons. It's Rex Walters. Hey, Rex, what's happening, man? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Just hanging out in Vegas. Having a good time watching some basketball.
Ooh, I need to ask you, where are you staying in Vegas?
Oh, I'm staying at the Sunbelieva Hotel. It's called my parents' house. My parents live in Henderson. My parents live in Henderson, Nevada.
I'm saving cash. So, nothing wrong with that.
There That's you good. Go. Saving some money, hanging out, making my parents happy.
That is nice.
And yeah.
That's not as fun. You got to get over to Aria or something.
No, it's not as fun, but you get to hang out with your parents. It's a nice thing.
You can
doing.
Go over yeah, there you for know, dinner.
But my mom makes some mean Japanese food, so I don't know if the Aria can compete with that. But the rooms are a little nicer at the Aria than where I'm at right now.
So you are a Japanese American, correct? Your mom is she 100% Japanese?
She is 100. She's from the motherland, no yeah. question.
And then where did your mom meet your father?
Well, my father was in the Air Force, so gotcha. they met in Okinawa a long time ago, and it was a match made in heaven, I guess.
Now, I was telling the boys, I mean, a lot of people might not remember you, but you were a baller. I mean, you grew up in California. You were a stud high school player. You went to Northwestern. You played there for, I think, 2 years, and then you transferred to Kansas. And a lot of people obviously remember you from Kansas because they're a top program. But, you were a really good player. I mean, you could shoot it. You played hard. You had a motor, you know, kind of a playmaker. I mean, I really enjoyed watching you play.
Number one, I got to hire you as my marketing agent.
Yes, you
number
do.
One.
Yes, you do.
I appreciate that. Now, I had a good run, played about 7 years in the NBA, played a couple years overseas. Obviously, had a great experience at Kansas playing for Coach Williams, Roy Williams. So I've been blessed. For 48 years, I've been stealing money playing basketball.
See, Jason played college basketball himself, and he's your age. We're all born in 1970, like yourself, so he's probably just thinking,
just very jealous. No, just very jealous. He was so much better than me. Not even close.
That's very kind. Hopefully, I didn't talk too much trash. Back in the day, I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder.
Oh,
so.
But you know what? You also...
You had a little J.J. Redick in you. Absolutely.
I was going to ask
little Grayson Allen.
He also played in Spain. How was your 1 year in Spain?
Did. Well, I actually went twice, but a bad experience. I tore my calf in about the... Let me say, I tore my calf the second time in the seventh week, and you only play one game a week over there if your team's just in the ACB. So that wasn't great. And the other time, I tore my meniscus, so I didn't have great experiences playing in Spain. And I always come back here, actually in Vegas, reminiscing because we won in the ABA championship, my only true championship. We won some Big Eight championships, but on a national scale. my only true championship ring where we said we were the best team in the league was in the ABA for the Kansas City Knights. That's when you know you're holding on a little too long with the basketball.
Who else was on the Kansas City Knights?
Wow.
Do you know anybody?
You probably remember Ryan Robertson played for the Sacramento Kings. Kevin Pritchard, who's now the GM of the Indiana Pacers, was actually the head coach of that team. So we had some good players. Kevin Salvatore played for North Carolina. Good players. We played the right way. We ended up beating a team with like Oliver Miller, some really high-level NBA guys that were kind of on their way out as well.
All right, so Rex, before we go around the league and get your thoughts, tell us about that Pistons team, because it was weird. You guys traded for Blake Griffin in the middle of the season, and a lot of people thought that you might make a playoff run. Stan Van Gundy, of course, was the head coach, and the run just never really happened for you.
Yeah, it's really weird because we started off the season great, and there's basic storyline here is you can't let your best player, which really people don't understand, is Reggie Jackson. He is our best playmaker. He's really good in pick and roll, which we run a lot of pick and roll. He can get guys involved, and he's our best finisher in terms of the game. So I think 2 years ago, he was one of the best scorers in the fourth quarter. That's really what Reggie brought for us. Well, Reggie missed 39 games. He went 12-27 when he was out. So it really set us back. We basically lost him for half the season. Blake does come in, played well early. Got hurt towards the end of the season. It was just kind of a perfect storm. You know, Stan does a great job. Biasedly, I would love Stan to get another opportunity because he's a great coach. He just 2 years in a row, Reggie Jackson gets injured, and we just couldn't overcome that. So I do think Dwayne Casey is going to do a great job. He's a great coach, done great things, obviously, Toronto. So, but that was big. The biggest thing for us is we couldn't overcome Reggie Jackson being injured.
Mm-hmm. All right, obviously, Rex, the biggest story in the offseason was LeBron's decision to leave Cleveland and go to L.A. Your thoughts on his move, you know, when you immediately thought or heard that he was going to L.A., and then do you think it was a good move for him?
Well, it wasn't working for whatever reason in Cleveland. They were getting to a certain point, and the tipping point, they just couldn't get over the top. Didn't have a great roster around him, especially when you lose Kyrie Irving. That was just too big of a loss. That you think when they have those guys, they have a chance against the Warriors. Obviously, Los Angeles is a pretty nice city. The franchise of the Lakers being on, you know, basically one of your franchise, the flagship organizations in the NBA. I think he's getting to the point now where he's doing a lot more stuff in the media, in, you know, movies and television. So some of those things all make sense. I think he also, there is some value, obviously great value with Magic Johnson. He plays he's like a Magic Johnson on steroids. Great finisher, the great passer, really a 6'9 point guard, very much like Magic. And obviously they had a great conversation about how they're going to build this thing. I don't necessarily totally agree with it or understand it, but that's what LeBron decided to do, and I wasn't surprised. I think there was rumblings about it all year long, but for LeBron, it obviously makes them a playoff contender right away.
Yeah. No one was surprised, and the way I look at it is it might even be more of a lifestyle move, you know, a family move than it is a basketball move, because unless he gets Kawhi or gets another superstar, you know, he's probably not going to beat Golden State or Houston. Certainly not Golden State, right? So it's more of a lifestyle thing, because now he's got a production company out there. He's got a couple houses. His kid's going to play top-notch high school hoops out there. I mean, it's L.A. Who doesn't like living in L.A.?
Yeah, you're 100% on the money with that. L.A. is phenomenal. Like I said, you're on one of the flagship organizations. He is. He's deep in a lot of TV, movies, the whole nine yards. So yeah, it's the lifestyle part was, I think, a big part of it for him.
Talking to Rex Walters, former NBAer, now most recently an assistant coach with the Detroit Pistons. All right, let's get your take on the Wizards. You just mentioned something about level, that LeBron was at a certain level, but they couldn't get over the hump of Golden State without Kyrie. for us here in D.C., the Wizards have been kind of on this level with John Wall and Bradley Beal and then Otto Porter, three guys who are all making max money. They got to the level where they're a playoff team consistently. They've made it to the second round, but never beyond that second round. This year, they're shaking it up a little bit, bringing in Austin Rivers. Dwight Howard has been added to the mix. What do you see from the Washington Wizards?
Well, from a talent standpoint, they've actually upgraded. Dwight Howard's still a top 10, even on certain nights, a top 5 center in the league. Austin Rivers is a really good option as your third guard because you can play both the 1 and the 2. So from a talent standpoint, they've really taken a step forward, and they're obviously going to move one spot up anyways because LeBron's gone.
Right.
The biggest thing is, are they going to, from a chemistry standpoint, because they have the talent. I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes. You hear a lot of rumblings. There's a lot of stuff in the media, obviously. Do they get along? Do they like playing with each other? They added Dwight, who, you know, has a little bit of a history. So that's going to be it's not going to be a talent issue. It's going to be whether or not these guys, from a chemistry standpoint, can really get all on the same page.
When you played them, because the Pistons played the Wizards in the regular season frequently and over the years, when you played a John Wall-led team, what did you see from that team going up against them over and over and over again?
Yeah, we faced John early, and it was a great game. We had shots at the end of the game to win. Reggie and John were absolutely going at it before we had Blake. So, you know, with that team, when they're locked in and focused, they're good. I mean, they're really good. They've got good length across the board. Now with Dwight, they have even more rim protection, maybe even more of a post presence down low. In terms of pick and roll, Dwight's still really, really good. So they're a tough team. They should be better than eighth. I think they're a team that most people would say, from a talent standpoint, they've underachieved. They've not really pushed this thing to where they should be in terms of getting to an Eastern Conference semifinals. Maybe this year now, with the talent they have, once again, it's all going to come down to whether or not they get along and like playing with each other. Because they're a team that can, talent-wise, they can play with Boston. They can play with Philly. They just got to be able to now do it instead of talk about it.
Rex, you were a college coach for about 10 years. You were at Florida Atlantic in the Sun Belt. You were at San Francisco in the West Coast. Do you miss it? I know that's it's tough to coach in those conferences because you got to win your conference to get to the tournament, but do you miss it at all?
There's parts of being a head coach that you always miss. Even after I was let go in San Francisco, I was still a head coach in the G League. And really enjoyed being a head coach, putting a package together. There was no recruiting in the G League. There was no academic issues. There were no off-the-court issues that I had to worry about. At San Francisco, you had all those things. So, and that was a little bit difficult, to be quite honest. I'm a guy that I've always worked really hard. I really tried to take care of my academics and the basketball part. But we had good players, good kids. There's parts of it I miss. I still obviously want to do something with basketball as I'm no longer with the Pistons. Talked to a lot of people about TV and radio, so that's something that I've enjoyed because I love talking basketball. But there'll be parts of coaching, if that's the direction I go away from, that I'll miss.
Yeah, I got to believe the NBA coaching, now your assistant coach, is in some ways a little less stressful because you're not dealing with the knuckleheads in college. Like, I don't know if we have time. Jason, why don't you tell them about your first semester at University of Richmond playing college basketball?
We'll bypass that.
Let's just say 1.5.
Yeah, it wasn't very studious. I got caught up in the party scene and the fraternity party scene. It wasn't good.
I would think Richmond would be a good college party town.
Yeah, it was. It was good memories. But I don't know. I mean, it just seems like, you know, you can get back into coaching, but it just seems like in that level with those conferences, I mean, you got to win your conference to get there. It would be, you know, a lot of pressure to get good players and to win conferences.
It is. I mean, we had Gonzaga, we had St. Mary's, and we had BYU. So right away, it was difficult. And we were fortunate enough. I think we won 20 games twice, won 19 games one year, qualified for the postseason four times, but couldn't get over that hump.
Right.
Because even in the West Coast Conference, you may not have to win your conference, but obviously that's the one automatic. But you have to be able to compete and beat the Gonzagas, the BYUs, the St. Mary's on a consistent basis. And we were always good and competitive. And we were really the only team in that league to ever actually bust into the top three for a season. I mean, it just hasn't happened a whole lot. But we couldn't sustain it. I had issues with transfers. We had kids transferring and actually transferring up, which I felt like we were kind of like turning into a junior college. We had eight kids transfer to a high major.
Wow.
So all those things added up to kind of hurt you and set your program back. And so we just couldn't sustain it. And then obviously they made a change.
All right, it's Rex Walters. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Come on anytime, Rex.
Best
anytime,
of luck.
Buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Even though it's early here in Vegas, my parents are looking at me crazy. I'm talking on a speakerphone. But, yeah, a lot of fun talking to you guys. Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Rex. Appreciate it.
Bye, bud.
By the way, Henderson, Nevada, well-heeled, seventh highest per capita income in the U.S.
I never knew he was a Japanese-American.
Who knew? Yeah. Japanese American mom, full-fledged
Japanese.
Says mom
makes silly Japanese food.
Silly.
And he does have to pay for a hotel room in Vegas.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
I think he's good.
Played 7 years in the NBA. He made some cash.
Yeah. First round pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.